live from the Metal Mayhem Studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website, metalmayhemroc.com, or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
Now, welcome our hosts, John the Vernomatic Verno and Metal Forever Mark.
Good evening, everybody. I'm the Vernomatic, and welcome to this week's show. As always, Thursday nights, new content drops. Visit the MetalMayhemROC.com website. There you'll find direct links to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, however you consume your podcasting content. While you're there, do us a favor. Download some past episodes, review them, check them out. Subscribe to the podcast. All that kind of stuff helps the bottom line. While you're there, sign up for our email newsletter. This is our way of staying in touch with you about new shows, future promos. In about a month, a new Metal Mayhem ROC merch page is going to be opening up with cool shirts and in the fall hoodies and any other things that we put together that people show interest in getting. Happy holidays. It's the 4th of July. And what we're doing tonight, we're checking in with a couple bands that we did profiles with back in the fall. Central New York rockers Wicked, they have a July 8th date in town here in Rochester at Photo City Music Hall. The guys Danny Dahl and his brother Chad, and drummer Gunner, and the guitarist Scotty V, they've been working at their studio in their house, putting together a debut album, and they're real excited about where they are in 2021. So I have Danny on the line. We're going to check in with him in just a minute. But after the check-in with Danny of Wicked, I had a chance to talk with Tom Lorenzo of the New Jersey thrash outfit Blood Feast. Now, Tommy, we had on the show last fall. Blood Feast is hard at work to the follow-up of their 2017 release, and Tommy's going to tell us about, you know, what the band's up to. They have some major changes in the Blood Feast camp, so he's here to tell us about that and when we could expect some new music from Blood Feast. So that's what we have on tap tonight. But before we get Danny Dahl on the line, let's hear a little bit of Wicked music. This is a track called American Rock and Roller. Here's a little snippet of it. Band has some great energy. They personify 70s arena rock and 80s glam with the attitude and the excitement. American Rock and Roller, Wicked music, Metal Mayhem ROC. Music from Wicked, American Rock and Roller. Like I said, love the vibe, love the attitude of the band. Let's welcome back to the Metal Mayhem ROC podcast, good friend of the show, Danny Dahl, Wicked. Hey, Danny, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Of course. Happy holidays. It's the 4th of July weekend, and we want to wish you and yours a relaxing and safe weekend.
Yeah, same to you guys, man. Nothing better than, celebrating, a little party and rock and roll, right?
Yeah, you better get some rest because you got an exciting show coming up next Thursday, July 8th at the Photo City Music Hall. Tell us how this came about and get us up to speed on Wicked 2021.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, we're super excited. You know, it's 2021 and it seems like it's been forever, since things have kind of been somewhat normal, and it looks like things are heading that way. So, you know, the floodgates have opened, and, you know, we're just energized and excited to get back out there, and, you know, do what our, you know, passion is, which is live rock and roll on a stage in front of a crowd of people that you could have a connection with. It's just, there's nothing better. And, you know, we're very gracious, you know, Photo City had, Music Hall had reached out to us, which, by the way, I don't know if you've been there since last year and, you know, things being on lockdown, but, you know, the owners have done some amazing stuff with the venue. I mean, this place has really been revamped. It was cool before. It's even cooler now.
Yeah, I'm friends with Danny and Deb over there, and I did happen to go over there and check it out. They did a fantastic job of enhancing the visual. It's a great hall.
Absolutely, man. It's one of my favorite venues, you know, in the local area. You know, great people and great vibes there. So we're very excited to be a part of it. You know, very gracious for Photo City for having us back. We've done some pretty cool shows there in the past with like the Dead Boys, James Monson, and you know, it's always a good time, good community, you know, of all kinds of rockers, you know, and so we're really looking forward to it. That's Thursday, July 8th. It is an all ages show, and doors open at 8, show at 9. We're just ready to, you know, bring out a whole new show for 2021 for everybody. And this is going to be like the first taste of it. So we're going to start at home with all of our friends.
Yeah.
And it's great. We've got, you know, we've got an hour and a half of awesome, wicked rock and roll music. Some brand new stuff that just people haven't heard. And you know, even a few fun things too, we're throwing in a couple of covers. One of the things I'm really looking forward to is, you know, I was like, you know, man, you get a little nostalgic when you're not on, you know, you have this lockdown and you're not on the road and everything. I was like, let's bring this full circle. And I remember back when I was a kid, the first concert I saw was Van Halen, you know, like a real rock arena concert. And they had this band opening for them called Silvertide. Now, mm-hmm. Silvertide were a bunch of boys out of Philly that, you know, moved out to California, and they put out one of my all-time favorite blues hard rock albums ever. And so, you know, we're going to pay a little homage, and we're going to throw one of those songs in there with a whole bunch of wicked rock and roll. And, you know, there's new outfits. There's a new live show. We're super excited. We're really excited to be back out there.
Going back to the Silvertide, was that the 95 Balance Tour, Van Halen? What was
you
that?
Betcha.
Yeah. I remember that. They were pretty good. That's awesome. Who's opening the band? Local act, or is it just an evening with Wicked?
We're actually doing an evening with Wicked, so it's kind of pretty cool. And again, gracious to Photo City. You know, we want to make it where, you know, when there's going to be some entertainment up front at the bar earlier on in the evening. Stop by, hang out, catch those Photo City vibes. But we're going to make it an evening where you come in and, you know, let's have a drink together. Let's hang out. Let's catch up, right? And let's have a rock and roll show. You know, just, you know, the fans and Wicked. And everybody's welcome. Have a good time. It'll be kind of like an intimate thing, which is pretty cool because we did record during lockdown a live show at the Westcott in Syracuse. And that was very similar, but it was a very VIP kind of thing. And we were basically filming for this live show. So now that things are kind of opening up a little bit more and there's less restrictions, we just want to do it again before we hit the road running and getting back to normal. And we think it'll be a great opportunity to see all of our friends and fans play a lot of good rock and roll music. And right after that, we've got some big plans this summer. You know, after that, we're headed off to California, Tampa, and, you know, and then the list goes on from there. So, you know, while you're at it, while we're in town, come down, say hi, have a drink, and let's rock and roll.
Now, I'm going to invite everyone to go back into the Metal Mayhem ROC archives. And I think it was last October when we featured Wicked, and Danny gave us the whole background on the band, Central New York band. Dan, if you can, just give us a quick little recap on who's in the band and what back catalog you have out there and what's available.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole band started, you know, back in the days when, Chad and I, brothers, Utica, New York, we were like, you know, we were just thriving and starving for, you know, to have like this music that we loved that was just so scarce, right? You know, we were lucky. We ended up finding these two great guys that really completed the band after a few years. You know, Scotty V on lead guitar and Gunnar Kostin on drums. You know, he really rounded out the whole sound for the band and, you know, was the drummer that really kind of solidified the Wicked sound. You know, since then, us four boys have been living together under one roof for several years. It's been upwards of 8 years right now. You know, we've just been honing our craft to be a real rock and roll band. And when I say that, I mean, you know, nowadays everybody knows there's tons of technology out there and you know, you could play tracks and you could pretty much just have a laptop and record an album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't want to go there. You know what I mean? Sometimes the, you know, the carrot in front of you is just too easy to get. You know, we wanted to take it back old school and, you know, hit the road, pay our dues, learn what it takes, you know, to build your talent and to entertain. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people can really recognize we do have a lot of that glam aspect and that, you know, that high shock rock kind of value at first glance. You know, our favorites being Alice Cooper, Thin Lizzy, Scorpions, you know, the list goes on, David Bowie. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just rock and roll music, man. It's metal. It's rock and roll. It's good music. And we want to go out there and we want to put out, you know, the best entertainment along with the music that the people deserve just to get away. You know, life is full of a lot of things that, you know, people have to deal with every day. And sometimes it's nice to go out there and just do what rock and roll was meant to do and let you release and enjoy yourself. And that's what the band's all about. You know, so the four of us got together, we started building this project. We've been everywhere from, you know, festivals like Rocklahoma, you know, to dive bars and theaters, you know, around the U.S. And, you know, the band really kind of took going into COVID the opportunity to capitalize. And so we went in and we said, you know what, we've got a lot of demo, you know, limited CDs out there. We had a limited run of cover songs, which was really cool. We had, you know, a limited run of some Wicked originals. And we said, you know what, let's go in and make our first debut album. So we went in and we walked out with an album's worth of material plus an EP's worth. And even more, you know, to go back in and record in the near future. But the band, you know, spent 2020 recording. We've got this album that's ready to come out and we've got tons of music videos. The last time we talked in person, you guys were gracious and stopped up to the German house. We were cutting a video for that said album. And it's funny, we finally finished that video. It took a little bit longer. We finished some of that aspect out in Salem, Massachusetts, shooting out there. And the whole thing is just going to be amazing. Going to come out soon. We're getting our release dates together. But yeah, it's going to be a whole new release of what Wicked is. And you know, this summer going into the end of the year is really going to be the buildup, going into pre-orders and pre-sales and announcements of the timeline for this. So, you know, get excited, stay tuned. You know, it's the same old rock and roll vibe, Wicked, that you love. But we've been just so lucky to run into some great people to get on the team. And one of them is, you know, our producer, Nacho Molino, five-time Grammy producer from Panama, an amazing person and just such a talent. And we had a blast making the record with him. And we're just very excited for everybody to hear everything. So if you come out and see a live show, you're going to get a little taste of what we recorded this past 2020.
That's awesome, Danny. Congratulations, because, you know, you guys have been busting your ass. And the only way to do it, you have to do it old school and get on the road and, you know, hone your craft, like you said.
You just don't understand it until you're out there, until you run into the ups and downs, man. That's what rock and roll's about. I mean, if we were to sit here 10 years from now and talk, right, you know, we would reminisce on all the good and all the bad, because it all adds up and it's all worth it, man. And, you know, it really is all about that, you know, the connections with people. I can't tell you, one of my favorite things is just sometimes when we're on stage and we're in the middle of a song and we're playing, you know, you just kind of lose yourself for a minute. And it's almost like, you know, your body, your hands are playing the guitar, but you're looking out there and you're like, look at this connection that we have with these people. There's no greater feeling. There's no greater feeling to see people connect in a crowd and just feel that moment that can never be replicated again. You know, it's just incredible.
That's awesome. Let's see. Thursday, July 8th, next a week from tomorrow.
That's right.
Where can people get tickets?
Tickets will be at the door. Just stop down to Photo City the day of. Swing on in. Like I said, it's going to be kind of a casual night with Wicked. Come down, have fun, have a drink. We'll hang out. We'll talk. We'll catch up. You know, $8 at the door. It's going to be a real fun night. You know, bring your friends and tell everybody, you know, it's been a while since we've been out locally. You know, we've done some traveling and whatnot, and COVID hit, you know, let's catch up. Let's have a good time.
All right. So we have a new song. It's called Radio Brain. Is this song going to be heard next Thursday night? And is it on the new album?
You got it, man. You'll hear it. And it is actually not on the new album. So you got a little special one there. Oh. Yeah, so, you know, courtesy of Wicked and gracious for you having us on, so we figured we'd give you a little Easter egg.
All right, well, you know what? I'll just pass it along to the dedicated listeners. Wicked, next Thursday night, Photo City Music Hall, $8 at the door. Thanks, my man.
Appreciate it. Rock on.
All right. Here you have music from Wicked, Radio Brain. I'm the Vernomatic. This is Metal Mayhem ROC. Friends of the Metal Mayhem ROC podcast, Vernomatic here, inviting you to get those horns up and to join us live Monday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time for Metal Mayhem ROC Live. We crack the vaults open and play the best of the metal for the last 50 years. Get in the chat room, meet other bangers from around the world, send me a request and I'll get it on for you. That's Metal Mayhem ROC Live with me, the Vernomatic, Monday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ThatMetalStation.com.
Attention metalheads, we all want to return to concert venues soon. Introducing Metal Mayhem ROC Metal Forever Freedom X Sanitizer. This sanitizer product is water and foam based, manufactured with proprietary HYIQ solution. That's right, no alcohol, but more effective. Manufactured following FDA sanitizer monograph guidelines. It applies smooth without irritating the skin. Safe for all ages. Keep your friends and family safe with Metal Mayhem ROC's own sanitizer. Visit MetalMayhemROC.com or MetalForever.com to order your bottles now. Use promo code METAL at the Freedom X checkout store for a show discount. Now, back to Metal Mayhem ROC.
Ah, thank God shows are back. Bands are booking tours across the globe and locally. Like we mentioned at the top of the hour, this Thursday night, July 8th, at the Photo City Music Hall, Wicked is playing I guess they're the only band, an evening with Wicked. So if you're in the Rochester or New York area, get down there, support some local metal, and have a good time. So now we're going to talk with Tom Lorenzo, bass player of the New Jersey thrash veterans Blood Feast. They've been in the studio putting together a follow-up to their 2017 release of Future State of Wicked. And Tommy's going to get us up to speed on what's going on with the band. A lot of changes. So let's get them on here. Live from Staten Island, New York, Tom Lorenzo, Blood Feast. Hey, Tommy, welcome back to Metal Mayhem ROC.
How you doing, John? Good to see you. Good to hear you. Good to see you. Oh, my God. Yeah, good to hear you, man. It's good to hear you, man.
Thank you. So here we are. It's June 2021. We caught up with you last fall as the pandemic was going on, and we had a nice hour-long interview, had a little recap of the band Blood Feast. You know, the band's been around since the 80s. You've been in the band since about 2010, I believe.
2010, yeah. But I've been playing with Adam Tranquilli since 2002 and Adam Kiefer. We had a band, a three-piece band before that. And then when Blood Feast reformed around 2007, he did that thing with Kevin and, you know, Kevin, the original drummer, and his band. That had a couple of shows that folded. And then we came back 2010, me, Kevin, Adam, John from Kevin's band, and their singer. Oh man, I forgot his name, and he's a nice guy too. I forget. Joe, I think. I'm not sure.
Well,
I forget his name, man. I'm telling you, I'm losing it, bro. I'm getting too old.
It's just too much going on.
Yeah. So 2010 was the official of the reemergence of Blood Feast, I would say, you know.
So when we left off last release, Future State of Wicked, and since the pandemic, the band's been rewriting and putting together a follow-up, but I want you to tell me a little bit about what's going on with the band, and actually, Tommy, who's in the band?
And I'll start at the bottom. Tom Lorenzo on bass guitar, that's me. Adam Kiefer on drums. CJ Socha on guitar and Adam Tranquilli on guitar and now lead vocals. We decided to move forward as a four piece. And, you know, Chris Natalini was the singer and he's not in the band anymore. And it's kind of hard to explain. I know it sounds like a cop out of some sort, but it's still a little weird and sketchy and it can't really be explained. I mean, I want to, but I don't know how to go about it. But since this is our first media thing, since the pandemic has ended, we're still working on the new record right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on some videos as well, which we never did before. Hopefully those will come out pretty good. We got a good girl working on that with the video and stuff. It was two videos, actually. It'll be two of the new songs. And I guess I could put the titles out there because those are official titles. One song is called Outbreak, obviously, because what's going on right now, or finishing going on right now. Outbreak, it's about, you know, the pandemic, of course. We got to write mm-hmm. about it. It's happening. And then another one called, are you going to get mad at me for using the titles? You know what? I don't care. We got to put the stuff out just sooner or later. And the next song will be called Ravaging the Loins of Mary. So you can kind of imagine where that's going with the whole kind of religion or anti-religion thing. We kind of got a little bit of that kind of thing going on, I guess, with our lyrics and songwriting. But, you know, all in good heavy metal fun, I guess, right?
So these two tracks you're putting a video together for each one, and it's, do we have a working title on the new album?
We don't. We haven't even really been talking about it because we're still working on the music. And, you know, I mean, there's lyrics and stuff like that. And because Adam is working on that stuff. And, I think I missed a couple of the vocal, because I try to be there for all the recordings, you know, but a couple of the vocal things. And, hint, hint, I did a little bit of a vocal demo on one of the songs too. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going, because we haven't been working on it as much as because people have been busy, and it's just, you know, because the general affair of things are going on right now. You know, we're still rehearsing and stuff like that. So
circling back on the Chris Natalini situation, you mentioned this is the first time you're publicly saying anything on any media, but when did that become official, and how long was that into working? And finally, how is relations between the band? Because you guys go way back. Is it a good situation, or is everyone cool?
Like I said, it was his Adam's decision. I'm not trying to push it all on him, but he also, you know, he said, this is my decision and this is what I want. And that's when, you know, Adam is the leader of the band. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're all been in the band for many years now, and we all get our say, and we all get the, you know, it's, for the most part, it's a democratic kind of thing going on with the band. But when he makes a decision, he makes the decision for the band. He's the boss of the band. He writes the songs. He started the band back in the day. So, and we all respect that. So, you know, for one reason or another, it was his decision to move forward as a four piece. And like I said, I'm trying to give more of a better explanation, but it's, I guess it's more within him. You know, it's like, I'm still a little confused too, but this is where the band is heading. This is the direction we're going in. So, you know, I know that's not a great answer for it. And like I said, I'm the, you know, but yeah, but and it's like it happened. I can't remember how long ago he actually talked to him. It had to be probably sometime in, I would think in March or late March or early April, probably somewhere around then. Cause you know, they called and they talked to him. So
let me ask you, seeing that things are opening up, is the band going to play out at all the summer and fall?
Adam has been talking to some people for some possible European tour stuff and some South American tour stuff. We got people that we're dealing with talking to. Nothing in the works, like solidly in the works. But the only real show that we have booked, definitely have booked, is the Maryland Death Fest for 2022. Because we were supposed to play it in 2020, but of course, 2020 turned into a huge black hole, you know. So, as far as we know, and I can't remember the exact, I think we're playing the second, I think we're playing the Friday of the Maryland Death Fest. And that will be in May, and I can't remember the date number, but that will be May of 2022. So that's the only show we actually have booked right now.
You couldn't wiggle yourself on that Hellfest gig that's going on?
Oh man, I wish.
You see the promo on that?
I'm still, you know what? We're still paying dues, man. You know, I mean,
I'm joking, you know, Tommy,
I know, but I'm just saying, like, we get to do some really cool things. Like I said, we did the True Thrash Fest in Osaka with, we played with Hyrax and At War and Razor and, you know, all these bands and Toxic, you know, good buddies. Wait, did they play with us in Japan? I keep forgetting, man, getting old. And then the girl who did the True Thrash Fest in Hamburg, she borrowed the name from the guy from Osaka, you know, Mikitoshi Matsuo. He started the True Thrash Fest, I think, like 10 years ago, a little over. And then our friend Steffi Kroger from Germany, she got us hooked up at the Headbangers Open Air. That's when we first kind of got together in 2010. She brought us out to Germany. So she borrowed the name from Mikitoshi to use it in Hamburg. So now there's an East and a West True Thrash Fest. And she had the same bands from the Japanese show because she came to Japan to see us play.
Yeah.
And that was in 2019. That was the last big show we did. Mm-hmm. We did another show on Long Island in early 2020, but that was, you know, but that was the last big show we played, you know, and got a good review on that stuff. So we were happy with that.
Well, when you get the new one together and it's released, we'll do everything possible to get you up here in Rochester, get you back, get you bigger than the Bug Jar. Maybe we'll get you in the montage or something.
That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, we was hoping we'd come back and just start doing some bigger stuff. You know, I mean, we're not getting any younger over here. So, you know, it's nice to kind of get up there on the stage and do what we do. And I mean, Blood Feast has a certain kind of, you know, reputation. And you know, I think we should be moving up the ladder a little bit more. Oh. I mean, you know, yeah, you know.
Well, you know, you got the friends up here in Rochester.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, I know. Upstate has been very good to us, man. And I'm glad because I'm the only New Yorker in the band, so I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that thing. At least I got New York has got our back for sure. And I said, yeah, Western New York, Upstate New York, and we Buffalo, and yeah, of course, Rochester, and all points north. We know we're good up there too. So it's it makes us happy that you know, we have a bit of a fan base that comes out and actually enjoys what we do. And you know, and like I said, there's gonna be a new thing. It's gonna be a new Blood Feast, but it's still gonna be an old Blood Feast. It's still gonna be the same thing, but it's gonna be a new thing. So it's I guess if there was gonna be a change, this would be the time, right?
Yeah.
When everything has been turned upside down and backwards and forwards, and you know, and like I said, we love Chris, you know, we do. And I know it sounds, you know, if he listens to it, he's going to be like, fuck those guys, whatever. But, you know, but we do love Chris, and we never had, there was no bad blood. It's just, that was the decision that was made. I can't really kind of, I wish I could elaborate on it more. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine, Tommy. When we'll pick this up when the album's out. So a couple singles, Outbreak and Ravages.
The loins of Mary. So it's, you know, we're getting like kind of the dark kind of religious thing. You know, Slayer was good at that. So, yeah. You know, that kind of thing. I guess we took our nod from Slayer. But, you know, this is Adam. This is Adam's vision. This is Adam's thing. He's the songwriter. He's the lyricist. So, you know, when he brings us, you know what to expect. It's still Blood Feast.
The cake is in the oven. They're hard at work in the lab putting it together. It should be here soon.
I like that analogy. It's a good analogy. Perfect.
So, Tom Lorenzo, Blood Feast, the pride and joy of, well, Tommy's from New York, from New Jersey, working on a follow-up to The Future State of Wicked. Tommy, yeah. Take care of yourself, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you so much, John.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
There you have Tommy Lorenzo, Blood Feast. Great band, you know. If you go back into the archives at our website, MetalMayhemROC.com, and listen to the Blood Feast show from last fall, Tom talks about more in detail the history of one Blood Feast and his involvement. And back in 87, when that first album came out, you know, a lot of those thrash bands looked up to Blood Feast, and they were right up there. So, great band, great bunch of guys, and we look forward to getting them up here for a show in the Rochester area. So, that's tonight's show. Again, Wicked, a week from tonight, July 8th, at the Photo City Music Hall in Rochester, New York. Hey, man, tickets are $8. You know, get down there. It's the summer. Support local metal and, you know, have a good time. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to enjoy the weekend. Remember, this Monday night, the Metal Mayhem ROC live radio show on thatmetalstation.com. Visit our website for details. Follow us on Facebook. We always have posts and different live streams that you can listen to the show. You could even go on your Roku and listen to the Go Radio app. You know, there's just tons of ways to listen to the live Metal Mayhem ROC live radio show. Monday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's about it. Again, enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next week. For Metal Forever, Mark, I'm the Vernomatic. Have a great weekend.
Metal for life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at MetalMayhemROC.com and MetalForever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone, even your non-metal friends. Catch us next time on WLFE-DB Radio.